Welcome back to the Road of Faith, my friends. I'm Ken Fletcher. So glad you're here today. And we just believe that you'll stay with us. We're going to see some wonderful things the Lord doing you. So before we get started, let's have a word of prayer. Let's go to the Father. Father, we're so thankful for this opportunity to minister your word. And we thank you, Father, for each one that has chosen to join with us today. And we ask that your blessing and that your anointing would just fall on them. And it would just be all over them throughout this seminar and help them, guide them, direct them, show them truth, illuminate them. And I thank you for helping me to get out what you want to get out today. Lord, I know you're working with an imperfect vessel here. But I thank you, Lord God, that you're getting to them through your spirit things that would really impact them and really help them and really help them to see your goodness and your direction in their lives and what you want to do. Thank you for that, Father. Oh, we just believe that you're doing that in the hearts of each one that's watching me right now. Thank you for it, Lord, no matter when it is, day or night, where they are. We thank you, Lord, that you're there with them. And we thank you, Lord, that a light is coming and illumination is coming and reality is coming and truth is coming and that they're seeing where they are with you and what's really going on with the inside of them. Thank you for all these things that you're doing in us and helping me today to help them, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord, Jesus' name. Hey, man, you believe that? You glad about that? Are you expecting? Listen, you ought to be expecting. Just get into that place where, Lord, I don't know what you're going to do here, but I'm expecting you're going to be good. I'm going to get something today. That's where you ought to be. Just get in there and say, Lord, I believe you're going to give me something today. I believe I'm going to see some things today that I didn't see before. Amen. Not that I'm going to necessarily bring out anything that you hadn't seen before, but that he will show you something inside of yourself and that would impact you in a way that it's going to affect you. It's going to change you. It's going to give you light and direction and see some things in you that maybe you never saw before. I mean, realities of what's happening in you and his interaction with you. Oh, praise God. And we want to come into more and more and more of an understanding and get a hold of it better in our concepts, in our understanding, and get our minds wrapped around this thing. But listen, it's huge. Amen. Our main verse here is 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 17. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, if anyone's in Christ, any man, any woman in Christ, he's a new creature. He's become a new creature. Amen. When Jesus comes in, there's a recreation takes place. I mean, the inside of you, what used to be before Christ is no more. I said the inside of you, the real you, the spirit part of you, your spirit body and your soul has been changed. Now, after Christ, when that spirit of God comes in here, he changes and recreates you. You're not the same as you were before. You're not. It's all gone. Notice the verse says, if anyone's in Christ, he's a new creation. Old things are passed away. What does that mean? It's gone. That's then. That's back there. That was another person. The new person is in Christ. The new person now is in Christ. And Christ is in that new person. And that's why you can come to the Father boldly, without any sense of condemnation, without a sense of guilt, without any sense of, and he's perfect. He's a perfect God. Amen. So how's that possible? We can come in front of come to a perfect God without any of these sense of guilt or sense of missing him or being out, you know, we're not right with him. We don't belong there. Yes, we do. Now we do because we're in Christ. We belong in front of him. We belong and he likes for you to come. Yeah, he does. He sure does. He likes for you to come. So why don't we come? Why don't we go to him and just be with him and just hang out with the Father, hang out with the Lord and have him all day and all night. Why can't we? We can. We should. We ought to. And that's the way he wants it. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. So let's go here to 2 Corinthians chapter 4. I've been trying to get into this scripture. I mean, we sort of got started on it, you know, but we really never got into it as deep as we needed to. So here we are back again this week in 2 Corinthians chapter 4 and verse 16 says, therefore, we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing. Of course, we know the outward man. You look at me, if you knew me 30 years ago, don't look quite the same as I did back there 30 years ago. Yeah, you can tell it's still Ken's body, but Ken's body's aging, isn't it? Mm-hmm. I'm looking at you. And if I knew you 30, 40 years ago, well, you look a little different now than you did then. Yeah. Well, it's that death working in there. It's that mortality that is in this body. It's the death doomed. The body is dead because of sin. You understand? Because of the fall. You understand? It's dying because of the fall. All right. But the difference is now that we have Christ in here. You see, when we born again, so everything inside this body is new and it's different. So the old man that was inside this body, he's gone. Now the new man, the one that's inside this body now, the new man is in Christ. What's that mean? Well, that means he's in there with you. And that means you're in him. And so this is what happened. When he came in, this is what happened. One became one with him, one with the Father, one with the Holy Spirit. Can you see that? Big, huge. What does that mean to be one? Well, that's what this series is all about. What's it mean to be one with God? Well, man. Well, we're going to circle it. We're going to look at it, and we're going to try to get our minds wrapped around the enormity of this whole thing. That's what I've been doing. I mean, really in the last 50 years, that's what I've been doing is trying to wrap my mind and get my understanding around what happened that day in 1972 when I gave my life to Jesus. What happened then? Well, A whole lot happened then. And I have been renewing my mind. Have I been consistent at it? Nope. Mercy sakes, no. I have not been consistent at renewing my mind like I should have over the years. But there's been periods of years that I did buckle in and I got a hold of some things, you know. And especially in the last, I guess, 2.5 years, the last couple of years, been some major radical changes in my life. I went from, about my healing. If you haven't heard about that, well, I had permanent nerve damage. I was in really bad, bad shape. I lost a whole bunch of weight real quick, 50, 60 pounds, real quick back then because I couldn't sleep. I couldn't eat. I was just in a really bad, really, really bad way. And my doctor said that the damage was permanent to my nerves, which was affecting me probably from about my breastbone on down. I mean, all the way down, all around the back, all the way down, down into my feet, all the way down. And so, and it would hit me. I had a general, aching type pain to where it even hurt to put, you know, trousers on or things like that. Just very sensitive, on my skin. Then I had this other stabbing thing happening to me, stabbing pains. It would feel like an ice pick, sticking in you, you know, and I would have two or three of them sometimes all at the same time. I mean, just excruciating. And I couldn't sleep. It wouldn't let me sleep. It was all day and all night happening to me. And this went on for months and months. And I just didn't know. I mean, it just kept progressively kept getting worse. I couldn't get no sleep. I had the medicine they gave me, was able to get a little bit of rest. But it was never the same. I mean, I'd lay down and try to rest and try to relax, you know, and get some rest. And it would hit me and it just wouldn't let me sleep. And you talk about a bad feeling. That's a bad feeling. When you're really tired, you know, you really are dealing with being tired and just can't get well. After two or three days of that, I would just pass out. I would just pass out for a couple hours, maybe three, just from exhaustion. And then after 2 or 3 hours, man, I'd again, the pain would wake me up there. You know, I came out of whatever that was, that exhaustion, and that and then boy, that pain would hit me, man. I'm down. Oh man, it just I don't know, man. I don't wish anybody to go through that. I mean, I know folks that went through some worse things than what I went through. But listen, man, I'm sitting here for you tonight, totally free, totally healed, totally delivered from that permanent nerve damage. And so I've had these radical things happen to me. And then of course, March 9th, 2022, when I had that encounter with the Lord, that changed me. And of course, we're some of the things that's coming out during this series right here, is what happened to me back then, why it happened to me. And so I'm endeavoring to get some of these truths across to you, because I know in talking with the Lord that he wants these same things to be happening in you. Not that I've achieved something, that other believers haven't or can't. It's not like that at all. I believe any believer can experience what I have experienced. And that's what he's been showing me, that this is what he wants for everybody. This is what he wants for all of his body, is to be able to communicate with them in this manner. Well, it's not his fault that we're not, all right? It's not his fault that we're not. It's us getting ourselves into the place where he's able to get things through to us, because we're so dull to some of these things, because of a lot of reasons. Of course, we've talked about a lot of those reasons up to now, and we're going to be talking about more of those reasons as we go along. But thank God there's answers for you. There's another day for you. You can go deeper with Jesus. You can go deeper with him. Praise God. Amen. Therefore, in verse 16 of 2 Corinthians chapter 4, it says, therefore, we do not lose heart. Get my mouth straight up here. Even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. So you never get old inside. That new man that's in Christ is fresh as a daisy, as it was the day that Jesus came in. And so you're just as fresh as a daisy inside. Amen. Yes, you are, because of the life of God's flowing in you through the Holy Spirit, and you're renewed day by day. But that outward man, now, of course, it's death doomed. And one day we'll lay this body down and go on home to be with Jesus and look at him face to face, eyeball to eyeball, get to hug him. Oh boy, won't that be a wonderful day to be with the Lord? Glory to God. I'm looking forward to that day, aren't you? To just be with him. I mean, right there with him. But he's with us now. It's not like he's not with us now. He's with us now. But I mean, of course, you know, there's this barrier thing happening, right? With this sinful body, this body of death that we're walking around in down here. And of course, that's all going to be changed too. Jesus is going to give us a brand new body, just like the one he's got. Well, I'm looking forward to that one too. One that's not going to be, that I'm not going to have to deal with. I'm not going to have to speak to it all the daggone time, and talk to it in faith. I'm not going to have to deal with it. I'm not going to have to straighten it up. So come in line in Jesus' name. I'm not going to have to do none of that over there. And you won't either. We're just going to be, our body is going to do what we want to do. Mm-mm. It's just going to go where we want to go. It's going to just, why? Because it's just like Jesus's body. It's incorruptible, is not death doomed. Glory to God. So the outward men will not be perishing. It will be eternal. The outward men's going to be just as eternal as Jesus' body. So everything that Jesus has, we have. Amen. He's given us everything that he has. Praise his name forever. Isn't that wonderful? What a wonderful thought that he's given us everything that he's got. And he's got a whole lot. And so that means we got a whole lot. That's what that means. Because everything he's got, we got. Amen. Everything that the Father has, he's given to us. Glory to God. He's given us the kingdom. Glory to God. He's given us the kingdom. For Pete's sake. What does that mean? What does it mean? Well, that's the whole deal. I mean, what's it mean to be given the kingdom? Whole lot more than what you and I know now. Let's put it that way. And I'm trying to get my head around the things that's in it. And he wants the kingdom to come out down here in this present life. He wants the kingdom to come out of you and flow out of you to touch somebody else that needs a touch, needs God, needs something to help them, to lift them, to get them up and out of that stuff, man. Glory to God. So that's what God wants us to do, get that kingdom flowing from the depths of our heart. Amen. Praise the name of Jesus. Therefore, we don't lose heart. Amen. We're not going to lose heart because, listen, we know this outward man's perishing. But we know also that the inward man right there, the real us, the real you, the real me, is being renewed every day because of the life of God through Jesus. He's coming right on into our spirit and our soul. Praise his name forever. Amen. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Oh, my goodness. So this out here that we're doing in this present world is temporary. Yes, it is. It's all temporary. But it's working for us. It's working for the kingdom, working for the Lord. Something eternal. Something eternal is going on in us now. And that's what we want to get out into the natural realm here to help others. Something eternal. Something eternal. Let's do something eternal today. Hey. Amen. Because it's working a far more exceeding weight of glory as we walk this out in this life. Amen. Dealing with this light affliction that Paul called light affliction. I can't get over the fact that he calls it light affliction with all that he went through. I mean, man, if you read the book of Acts, you go through the epistles, you find out all the things that Paul endured and went through. And my goodness sakes, I think he said that he was whipped. Just one thing he talked about. He was whipped 5 times. 39 stripes, 5 times. Think about that. I mean, that you talk about a severe beating now. I mean, the whipping back then, I mean, they were severe. So his back, man, his back, and I'm sure his sides and whatever, it was just scarred. And from 5 of those, 39 stripes, 5 times, light affliction. That's what Paul did, man. And that's just one of the things he went through. I mean, he went through a whole lot more than that. They trying to kill him, trying to stone him. And he fell over dead under being stoned and got back up again. How about that? Paul lived a miracle life, an overcoming life, that no matter what the devil threw at him through these people, the devil would go around and incite these riots. Where he would go in these places. You notice that? How the enemy would go in and incite these riots and different things. He called it light affliction. So what are you going through? I mean, probably not quite extreme as what Paul went through. I know in my life it's not. And it hasn't been that way. That it hasn't been to the point where he has the persecution that he endured and went through. And he calls it light affliction. Praise God. But it's working it for us and in us a far more exceeding weight of glory. Yes, it is. That's the truth of the matter. So when everything's said and done, it has been working in us a far more exceeding weight of glory. Hallelujah. While we look not, look at this now, verse 18, while we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary. Always remember that. No matter what's attacking you, no matter what may be coming up against you like that, And you look at it and you say, you're temporary. You know, you're temporary. That's what you say to it. Because that's what the Word of God says. Think, if it's seen, it's temporary. If you're looking around and you see things, temporary. It's temporary. It's not going to stay the same. It's going to be changed. So things can be changed out here in the natural realm. Things can be changed in your body. Why? Because they're temporary. But notice this, but it says, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Things that are not seen are eternal. So inside of you is eternal. Now you may be looking at me and you don't even know Jesus today. Maybe you aren't. Well, you're just as much an eternal spirit as I am. The only difference is you just not receive the life of God through Christ. That's the only difference. You're a man and you're in the same state as I was before Jesus. And so all you've got to do is receive him, receive his life. Amen. Make a decision within yourself. You're not wanting to go your own way anymore. You want to go God's way. You want to turn. You want to get things right before the Lord. And so therefore receive him. Just receive God. Receive through Jesus by faith in what he did for you to redeem you, to help you, to save you, to bring you out of that condition. Many people don't even realize how bad a condition they are before God. They just don't know. They don't see. They don't understand. They think everything is right. They think everything's okay. Well, that's what we've been talking about even in the last series of the How Long series. We talked about the deception of the matrix that's happening. Of course, the Lord gave us that 1999 movie as a visual aid about what was really happening in reality out here in this fallen world system. Well, he gave us that as a visual aid, and it's very much like the way things are in reality. Of course, it isn't exactly like it. It's used a Hollywood movie, but Jesus was using that as an example, a visual aid for us to get a hold of what's really happening in reality down here below, down here in this fallen world system and down here on earth right now. Amen. For the things which are seen are temporary. This fallen world is temporary, my friends. It's temporary. But the things which are not seen are eternal. Those things are going to last forever. That God does within you, those things are eternal. So that's what we want to get our focus on. We want to get our focus off the fallen world system, off the fallen nature that we are a part of with our bodies out here in contact with. We want to get our minds off of that, get our eyes off of that, because deception can come in and we'll start seeing ourselves wrong. We see ourselves wrong. Well, as we covered a few seminars ago, Romans chapter 12, verse 2, says we got to renew our minds in the truth of God's word. Amen. And in order, when we renew our minds in what he's saying about us and who we are, what he's done in us, we start to renew. We start to get our thinking in line with what he's saying. And it says, therefore, it says, if you renew your mind, and then you'll be transformed. In your thinking, you're going to be transformed in your understanding, you see. By what? That you'd be able to do what? Be able to prove that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Well, I want to get into the perfect will of God in my life. I'm just committed to it. I just want it. I mean, if it's attainable, why don't you get it? Why don't we get it if it's attainable? Well, I want it. I mean, I'm tired of knocking around my own conceptions, you know, my own goals, my own direction in life, and then get down to the end of my life and realize, okay, I did it my way. Okay, so what? Well, I had a good time. Well, I did this, and I'd whoopee-doo, you know, so I had a good time. So I did this, so I did that, you know, that I thought was real important, and get to the end of my life and realize, okay, well, that was then, and then what have I got now? Mm-hmm. That's what people need to ask themselves if they're doing something doing things in their life and their whole direction. Is it going to mean anything when everything's said and done? Is it going to mean anything? Well, that's the thing. We got to get ourselves into a place where we just follow the Lord and let him lead us into the things he wants us to get into, because those things are eternal. Eternal. And they're going to last. So after it's said and done, You're going to have something. You're going to have something when you go, when you leave out of here. You know, you've heard the expression say you never seen a hearse pulling a U-Haul trailer, you know. Well, you know, you're going to leave it all here. Yeah, man, you're going to leave whatever you're doing, whatever you've been about down here, you're going to leave it right here. Except for those eternal things. Except for those things that that the Lord is using us in. And those things are going to stay. Those things are going to be there when everything's said and done. Isn't that wonderful? Oh, praise God. We can store up treasures for later. And we're never going to lose them. Jesus said that the rust is not going to corrode it, that the moths are not going to come and devour it. I mean, it's going to be perfect. It's going to be, and it's reserved in heaven for us, and it's ours, and we can walk right into it. Hallelujah. But the things which are seen are temporary, and the things that are not seen are eternal. Praise God. For we know that if our earthly house, what's he talking about there? This body, the one you're looking at here, this is my earthly house. For we know that if our earthly house, this tent, what's he talking about, this flesh that we dwell in, we know that our earthly house, this tent, is destroyed, or something happens, you know, to this outward man, one way or the other. And of course, you know, we're going to lay it down someday. And it says that if it's destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands. Now listen, he's created your spirit perfect. All right. This man that's in Christ is perfect inside. Yes, you are. You're ready to meet God right now. You're ready to go in front of him right now. You're ready to go to the throne right now. You're ready to lay your body down right now. If for instance, I mean, let's hypothetically, I hope it don't happen, but hypothetically, let's say just right after this seminar that your body, whatever reason, you just quit. Okay. And you find yourself, in the presence of God, you just boom, you know, and there you are. It says, well, we know if this house is, this tent is destroyed or something happened, you know, whatever happens to this, you know, it don't matter, because the inward man, the spirit man, you see, you're clothed spiritually. Amen. And God has given you this perfect spirit, and he's dwelling in your heart and in your whole being in there. Praise God. But if something happens to it, you just fall over dead in your body. You just fall over dead after the seminar, let's say. We have a building from God. It's not to worry. Not to worry. We just going to drop it. We're going to drop the body off, and we're going to pick it up later. And when we pick it up later, it's going to be like the Lord's body. Amen. We're going to pick it up like, and he's going to give us a body just like his. We're going to have a body just like his. It's already paid for. There's no doubt about it. There's no way it can't happen. It will happen. It has to happen. There's nothing else that can happen because it's already paid for. It's already done. It's an act of God, and it's going to come past just like he said it would. Amen. And we're going to have exactly what he said that we're going to have. And we have what he says we've already have. You see, so it's not like, well, someday we're going to have a body. Well, no, we have it now. We own it now. It's been given to us already by the Father. It's already done. It's already paid for. It's already ours. And one day we're going to actually realize it. And one day we're going to pick it up. And it's going to be that. It's going to be that way from then on. No more sickness, no more death, no more hurting, no more crying. No more sorrow. That's what's going to happen. And that's coming up. Glory to God. But while we're down here, we want to get the good news out, to get the message out to people, get the message out to as many people as we can about Jesus and about what he's done for us as humanity, and how he has come to redeem us. And he has. It's a done deal. It's already done. Praise his name forever. Amen. So here in verse 2 of chapter 5 of 2 Corinthians chapter 4. I mean chapter 5 of 2 Corinthians in verse 2 says, "For in this we groan." Talking about being in this particular, in this house here. You see, in this flesh right here. Well, we groan, don't we? I mean, it ain't no fun sometimes to deal with it. But with the help of the Lord, we can deal with it properly and live in rulership over our body and see it right, understand it right, and get bring it into line of what into God's will. Now, how's that happen? Well, we submit our will to his will, and we through our will, we rule over our body, and we do that, which and make it do right. It ain't going to want to do right. You know, I mean, it's going to want to do things like everybody else doing out here in the natural realm. It wants to fall out. It wants to just kind of, I could say, revert to it, you see. But no, we're supposed to run this body. We're supposed to dominate this body through our will and not let it do stuff like that, you know, that's going to hurt us. That's going to bring bad things upon us. Amen. Praise God. Verse 2 says, "For in this we groan earnestly, desiring to be clothed with our habitation, which is from heaven." Boy, that's going to be wonderful. "Glory to God. If indeed, having been clothed, we shall not be found naked." No, we're not. We will be naked. We're going to be clothed with the glory of God. Hallelujah. "We will not be found naked. For we who are in this tent groan, being burdened." It's sometimes just flat pain butt. Just a pain in the butt to deal with this flesh. Feel like you're just hauling it here and hauling it there. You know, you got to wash it. You got to shave it. You got to, you know, you try to do this and that to it. You know, you ladies, they put on a makeup and this, that, and the other, and you trying to get things looking better. Thank God it's one. Yeah, it's a good thing to do. You know, try to get it looking as good as you can. Well, you know, not a whole lot I can do here about me. But anyway, I hope, I mean, if nothing else, you can always close your eyes and just listen or whatever. No, I'm just kidding, you know, praise God. But you know what? Yeah, this body can be a real pain in the butt to deal with, you know, and you know that. As a believer, things are different because you got the Lord in there to help you to deal with your body. And to bring it into line what it's supposed to be. If there's sickness or something coming on this body from out here, and germ or viruses or whatever it is, you know, just crap, just garbage from out here, from this atmosphere, from this fallen world, and it try to get on you and interfere with what the Lord's wanting to do through you, and it'll come against you. What do you got to do? You're just going to, okay, I guess we're going to go through this. Is that how you're going to look at it? You could just let it come in there and run you? No, man, don't let that thing run you. Don't let that body run you. You've got a will of your own. You've got a will, and you tell that body, shut up, get down, be healed in Jesus' name. But you've got to get a hold of these truths within you in order to come against your body and tell it to straighten up. You know, it don't mean that you're going to not be attacked. You might be attacked with stuff out here and not feeling good or whatever, but it's what you do with it. It's what you do with it in Jesus' name. You're just going to be passive. I've told you in seminars past, and even in the last seminar, in the last series, the Christians are too daggone passive, too passive. They just let that stuff just kind of come on them. And just roll over them. They think, well, you know, it's part of being in life down here. Well, it's not for us. I said not for us, not according to the Bible, not according to what Jesus has done for us and what he has provided for us. We're supposed to come against that stuff in faith and change it out here. Is he going to change it? How's he going to change it? He's already done everything. He's already done everything he's going to do about it. And so, therefore, we're the ones. We're the wild card here. We're the ones that need to enter into this and grab hold of it I mean, there's two parts of this thing. There's your part, and then there's God's part. See, he's done his part. It's complete. Over. Done. It's complete. The whole thing. Top to bottom. Everything about it. Full. Done. Complete. Well, what's there left? How come we're not realizing it? Because we're not entering into it by faith. We don't believe that he's done it in us. We don't believe it's happening in us. We don't believe that we can come against that stuff. See? Well, you've got to get the truth of what he's done. He's redeemed you. He's redeemed you from the curse of the law, which is, he's redeemed you from the curse of sickness. Glory to God. You're free from it. Well, if you don't know it, you don't know how to enforce it in your life. Well, it'd be just kind of like everybody else. Don't have no faith in the Lord at all. Don't have no faith at all in the Word of God and what he says he's done and what he's already purchased for us. And it's already complete. They don't have no confidence in that at all. Well, even though God's done all these things, well, it's not going to happen in them like that. Why? Because they ain't receiving it. They don't believe it. They're not believing in the grace of God and what he's done. And so therefore they're not entering into it and making it so in their lives. Well, you got a part to play, and God's got a part to play. Well, we know that he hasn't messed up on his side of things. His side's perfect. His side is complete. His side is full. And so what does that leave? That leaves us. What are we going to do with it? Well, we've got to get into the way things really are. I mean, we've got to look at it so much and be so convinced about it, because the world's saying it ain't that way. They're saying it can't be that way. So they're saying it's impossible for it to be that. Well, they told me that too about them nerves. About the nerve damage that I had going on. And they told me that too. Well, you just can't get no better. Well, you're going to have these operations, and we hope that they'll work for you. You got to get your back operated on, man. We got to go in there and we got to, and try to fix this. And we hope it'll work for you. We think it might work for you, but they didn't give me no guarantees. You know what? I come to realize, I thought, well, they're doing all they know to do. They just flat doing all they know to do. They don't have no answers for me. They don't have no answers for me. They sticking me in all these different tests, sticking me in all these different machines, poking me with stuff and testing my nerves and all these different things that they did to me. And they can't figure out the best thing they come with. Well, you're going to have an operation. You're going to have this device stuck in you, and maybe it'll work. Maybe it'll help you. Well, I just the other day, I guess it's been maybe a couple weeks ago, I found out about somebody had that thing done they was talking about doing in me. And they said, they weren't happy at all about it. You know what I mean? It didn't turn out too good for them, you see. So that which they were told before the operation, well, this will work for you, or it could work for you. I don't know what they were told for sure. But one thing for sure, they went ahead and did it. Well, they had two different surgeries they were talking about with me. And, but I didn't like the sound of either one of them, and then not knowing if it's going to really work or not. They did. I mean, the experts, the surgeon been doing surgery for 30, 40 years, looking at me and, well, we hope it'll work, Ken. Well, listen here, man. I realize, man. Listen, I've been under Brother Hagin and Brother Keith Moore, and I know better. I guess you could say I know better. And even though I wasn't doing right at that time, didn't know what I was supposed to be doing for sure to get my relief, I was praying. Man, you can count on that. I was praying now, seeking God about it. I knew I was doing something wrong. I knew the problem went on his end. I knew that much. And I knew that I was doing something wrong on my end. And I was believing the best I knew how to believe or whatever about things. But I just wasn't doing things right. Well, he got me straightened out. And of course, all of that is on that testimony about what happened to me about that nerve damage is on number 12 and number 13. Of the How Long series, if you want to go back and look at that and see that my testimony about what I did, how I came into understanding of what to do, how the Lord showed me, and reveal to me what I need to do. And I did it. And I just came right up on out of that. I just came right up on that, you know. It wasn't an instant thing, but it was just better and better every day. Every day. Every day better. Every day better. Every day better. Every day stronger. Every day less pain. And it was just, he just brought me on out of it. And you say, well, how did he do it, Brother Fat? How did it happen? Well, I described that on 12 and 13 of the How Long series, part 12 and 13, where I tell my testimony in conjunction with what happened with Norval Hayes' daughter, that testimony there about what took place in her life when she had, I think it was like 47 growths, terrible growths all over her young body. She was only, I think, 14, 15 at the time when she was healed. And I go through all of that, how she was healed, what Norval did, and how it all came. And anyway, I tell my testimony in conjunction with Norval Hayes' testimony. And so if you want to look at that back on 12 and 13, part 12 and 13 of the How Long series, I'm talking about that. Some real powerful, powerful truth. So if you're struggling with sickness and disease, or you're struggling with an injury or something like that in the natural, in the physical, I would encourage you to go back there and watch that at least one time. Maybe you need to watch it a bunch of times. Maybe you need to watch, I know for me, if God's directing me to something and he wants me to get something, I'll do it more than one time. I mean, maybe two times, maybe three times, maybe five times, maybe 10 times. However many times it takes to get that truth in me. Solid. And yeah, go back and see that if you're dealing with the sickness and disease stuff. And I believe the Lord will help you and give you some light there. And but the main thing is, don't be passive. Don't just let it run. Just don't come against it with the Word of God. Come against it with the will of God in your life. My goodness sakes, I'm just about out of time. I'll tell you what, these things fly by and I look up, my man. And I certainly don't get as far as I want to get. But you know, we're just after what he wants to do things here. So I'm believing that what came out in this seminar is exactly what you needed to hear today. Maybe not the way I wanted it to come out. I wanted to get a whole lot further here in 2 Corinthians 4 and 5 here, but we're gonna get it all. We're gonna get it the way he wants it. Amen. It's gonna come out the way he wants it. I believe it, and I know he's directing me here. I can sense him just guiding me around how he wants me to say things, when he wants me to stop, when he wants me to start going to something else. And amen. I'll tell you what, I'm believing he's moving here now, and he's doing it for your benefit. And we're so thankful for what he's doing for you. I'd just like to hear back from some of you. Give me an email or something. Let me know what he's doing in you. I like to hear what he's doing in you. Amen. So I can shout with you and praise God with you. God is so good to us, isn't he? He's so good. And so I'm just about out of time here. I'm going to have to get off here, but I want to tell you. So stay with us in the series, man. Hook up with us. Stay in there. Go back and review. Come on up with us. If you haven't, and you just jumped on, man, go back and start part one there and come on up with us in the series. And I think it's going to benefit you big time. Anyhow, I love you. And so until next time, it's Ken Fletcher saying, see ya.